From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
There are to be army patrols on the streets of Kingston following a spate of murders. A British newspaper questions the business dealings of Belize's UN ambassador, and the opposition beats the government in local elections in Trinidad and Tobago. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Jamaican government has declared war on criminals. The army and police are to patrol some streets in Kingston round the clock. This follows a sharp rise in crime and gang-related killings. The police have confirmed over 30 murders in the last 12 days and just under 500 so far this year. Carol Law reports that while many people support the idea of military patrols, others question if Prime Minister PJ Patterson has a legal right to place the lead policing role in the hands of the military.
They are there to find the guns and those who carry the guns and those who control the guns.
Fighting talk from Prime Minister Patterson, who promised that the 24-hour presence in 15 designated communities will not be a start and stop operation. In his words, the situation warrants that the JDF play more than a backup role to the police, rather a lead response for the defense of the country.
We have already started to put in place